Thank you and good afternoon. Early this morning, the Director of Health and Human Services, Phil Crandall, held a press conference at the mezzanine floor of the professional building at F Street in Eureka. The conference addressed the solutions for the shortage of doctors in the mental health department. Crandall said at the conference that the department has three different strategies, one of which includes closing in on a contract with a services staffing agency.
We are engaged in our final negotiations with a full-service medical staffing firm that will end the medical staffing shortage at Behavioral Health.
Crandall did not disclose the name of the agency, but he anticipates the contract will be completed by the end of this week. Another solution Crandall said the department is looking into is the wide recruitment process of specialty medical personnel and the retention of current staff by offering different incentives, as Crandall noted the intensity and stress the medical field can give to employees. The third possible strategy is the increased usage of telemedicine. The coroner's office has identified the body of a man who was found at the site of a fire in Eureka Friday night as 58-year-old Eureka resident David Maxson. Humble Bay Fire responded to a report of a roof fire at a residence on Long Street late Friday night. Arriving fire crews found the shake roof on fire with flames spreading to the eaves of a two-story residence, but they also found Maxson laying at the foot of a ladder. Maxson was on a ladder attempting to battle the fire, but fell 15 feet and suffered major injuries. Maxson was taken to the hospital for treatment while firefighters battled the fire, but later succumbed to his injuries. The fire was caused by embers from a wood stove falling onto the wood shake shingles, causing about $10,000 worth of damage. Saturday night, Hoopa Tribal Police located and arrested Hoopa resident Francis Billy, who was wanted by law enforcement for shooting a man back on January 28th. Billy shot a 57-year-old man after her and another woman got into a physical altercation. After the two were separated, Billy armed herself with a .22 caliber rifle and shot the man. Billy was located on Saturday walking on the roadside in Hoopa, and Billy was taken into custody without incident. She was booked for attempted homicide, and Billy's bail was set at $750,000. Friday afternoon, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested 43-year-old Ukiah resident Patrick Taylor after Taylor robbed a man of his backpack the previous night. Deputies responded to the 100 block of Ford Road in Ukiah Thursday night and were unable to locate Taylor. Deputies met with the victim and learned that he was sitting on a sidewalk when Taylor struck him in the head several times, and after chasing the victim briefly, Taylor took the man's backpack by force. Friday afternoon, an officer witnessed a physical altercation between Taylor and the victim in the 100 block of Brush Street in Ukiah. Deputies responded to the scene and separated Taylor and the victim, and Taylor was subsequently arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail for strong-armed robbery. Taylor's bail was set to $150,000. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The sheriff's office is searching for 14-year-old Aislinn Massey, who was reported as a runaway by her mother last week after the girl failed to go to school last Tuesday. The mother contacted the sheriff's office Tuesday night to report the girl had failed to make it to school after spending the night previously at a friend's house. Aislinn is 5'6", 130 pounds, with brown eyes and brown hair, and she could be in the company of a 30-year-old man named Javier. Aislinn has not been heard from by her family or friends since last Monday, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The California Highway Patrol reported that one man walked into the traffic lanes on Highway 101 last week, and that vehicle versus pedestrian collision resulted in the death of a 30-year-old local man. CHP officers were back out near Hookton Road on Friday morning after 30-year-old Matthew Glenn Morgan was seen in the northbound lanes of the freeway acting irrationally. Morgan managed to flee the scene on foot after the initial contact from a CHP officer, but was soon back on the highway making obscene gestures at passing motorists. A second foot pursuit ensued, this time across the traffic lanes that brought vehicles to a halt, and the CHP officer displayed his taser, which got Morgan's compliance. Morgan was detained and taken for a mental health evaluation. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.